Blog Talk Radio.
Folks, I'm waiting for my little ditty to begin, and it's not. This is David Clark of Different Strokes for Different Folks. We're here today to find common ground and open your minds with the magic of Sue Breen. I'm using that word tongue-in-cheek. There's nothing magical about her. She works with spirit only.
Welcome to Different Strokes.
Oh, here we go.
Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Well, here I am again. Let me tell you a little bit about Sue. She's phenomenal, and I just love working with her. She's a natural-born clairvoyant medium.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level.
Okay, come on. Enough
David
is enough.
Clark, here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep... Welcome...
Okay, maybe we've got that solved. Anyhow, Sue is a natural-born clairvoyant medium who from a very early age was aware of spirit around her. She came from a housing estate in Surrey, and her family was working class, having originated in the east of London. Spirit has stayed with her throughout her life, even when it was very hard as she struggled through abusive relationships, a divorce, and becoming made homeless. She accepted these things as learning processes in life and developed empathy for her clients who came to her for readings. She knows what it's like to lose loved ones because she's experienced life to its fullest. She has also felt privileged to be able to communicate with spirit and be able to give closure to those who've lost loved ones to the other side. 25 years ago, spirit really became prominent in her life, and she has been proud to work with spirit now on a full-time basis. She conducts two groups, guiding them as they come to understand the connection between them and spirits. She also helps her clients develop their own gifts. Sue is a clairvoyant, which means she has the ability to see, clairaudient in order to hear, and clairsentient in order to feel and sense. In many cases, she is able to give evidence of how people have passed over. She's available for private consultations and works either in the client's home, her own, or by Skype or telephone. She is available for spiritual advice in addition. She does not profess to be a fortune teller and will only give what spirit chooses to give her. She takes her responsibilities serious. For instance, if spirit chooses to give her something for the future, such as a wedding or a birth, she's happy to pass it on to her clients. Now, in just a minute, I'm going to be giving you her website, so please get out your pens and pieces of paper. Her rates are very reasonable, and you can check that out when you go to her website, which is theclairvoyantmedium.com. I'll spell clairvoyant for you in case you don't know. It's C-L-A-I-R, V like Victor, O-Y-A-N-T, theclairvoyantmedium.com. And so let me introduce Sue. And Sue, once again, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you, David.
I should say tonight. Should say tonight. Sue is over in the United Kingdom, and it is past 9 o'clock at night her time.
It certainly is. It's dark and it's raining.
Oh my! Well, it's going to rain here where I am in upstate New York. We've had a bit of rain lately, but it's still light out. And we have people from all over the United States that have called in today. Most of them are on the East Coast. But we do have a number of folks. And before we begin, is there anything that you would like to share with the callers?
I have to say, as we was chatting earlier on, and I said that I've, you know, arrived back the very early hours of this morning from Italy, and there was a few things actually that happened while I was over there, which was quite interesting. We were actually invited for dinner, and we went to a relative's house of my partner, and I was sitting there looking, and I could see a gentleman. And as I'm looking past, you know, the lady that was sitting in front of me, and they're all looking around as well, as if to say, you know, what are you looking at? And I said, there's a gentleman there. And they're like, really? Yeah, I can see him, you know. Nobody else could see him at the time. Anyway, when we came away, you know, my partner said, actually, that was her husband who passed away.
Oh, my.
Oh, really? Yeah, he'd actually sort of introduced himself to me,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I didn't realise who it was until afterwards. And the following day we went back and there was a photograph on the side and I thought, that was him. That was him.
Oh, isn't that something? It's always nice to have validation like that, isn't it, Sue?
Yeah, but the lady that we, or the relative that we went to see, she doesn't believe in all of this.
Oh.
No, she doesn't, you know. So it was something that I couldn't really, really talk about. I just said, there's a gentleman standing there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was like given a nod and a wink, you know, as if to say, that's it, don't say no more. Yeah. And then I saw the photograph and I said, that's who I saw.
Ah.
And I was told, yeah, that was her husband.
Well, I'm sure that that is not a unique experience to you by any means.
No, it was nice, actually. It was very nice because, you know, it was the first time I've actually met the family,
mm-hmm.
you know, and to have him step forward as well, it was like, you know, sort of, I'd love to have given validation to her to say, you know, your husband's here,
mm-hmm.
but because she doesn't believe, it was like, oh, okay, I won't say anything.
Right, right, well.
It was nice just to see him, you know.
Sure.
So he's looking after her, he's looking out for her.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing that. I appreciate it. Well, we have even more callers now. And, Michael, you are caller number 5. I didn't get a chance to talk to you. Let's start at the top if you're ready to go.
I'm ready to go.
Okay. Donna, you are first up. And, Donna, you're live.
Thank you. And hi, Sue.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Donna. How
Hi.
Are you, lovey?
Hello. I'm great, thank you.
Good. Good. How can I help you today?
Well, you know, I was in my meditation about 2 months ago, and I heard it's coming soon. And I've been asking God to bring in a partner for me, a male partner, and also more money so I can pay off my credit cards and go traveling. And about... I don't know how long ago it was, I heard my mother, who's on the other side, say, you're going to be rewarded. And then I had 2 dreams with her where we're celebrating with incredible joy. And then lately I've been hearing it's a miracle. So I wanted to know, could you ask them what's that all about, please?
Okay. Okay. Right. Let me go with this. Come forward. Spirit, step forward for me, please. I have a lady that's stepping forward here, lovey. I know that she's very much on the mother vibration as she comes forward. But I do want to say to you as well, you also have an aunt on the other side?
I do, yes.
Thank you. I have three ladies that are coming forward. So I know I have a mother, I have a grandmother, and I do have an aunt as well. All right?
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, I've got to say that there's a lady that is coming forward with red hair.
Red hair. Okay. I have to think about that one.
Okay. I'm not talking about, you know, real fire red or anything. I'm talking like auburn.
Okay. Okay.
With a tinge of red, all right? Now, I know that I've got Mum stepping forward here, and as she comes in, lovey, she's telling me, okay, she just said 2 years. She's telling me that the last 2 years haven't been very good for you.
Yeah. It's kind of hard.
Right. Actually, I want to say 3 years. She's just put another finger up, and she's just said 3 years.
Oh.
Okay.
Wow.
But I am going to say to you that I feel that this is something that is coming to an end, right? Yeah. There will be changes that will be coming forward for you. She's also taking me up to December time. Do you understand December time for either a birthday, passing, or an anniversary?
December. Well, my brother's birthdays are December 24th, my twin brother's.
Thank you. That's why she's just trying to give me a bit of evidence for you. Right. So
okay.
It's your birthday on the 24th as well. Yeah. Okay.
No. That's my birthday's in
she's
April.
Just...
My birthday's in April.
Huh? Oh, your twin brother. Sorry, you've got twins.
My twin brothers, yeah.
Right. Sorry. I misheard. I thought you said my twin brother.
Oh.
Right. Okay. So she's trying to give... Would you understand that to be a significant birthday as well this year?
Let me see how old they're going to be.
When I say significant, I mean, you know, 50.
50. They're going to be 50.
That's a significant birthday. It's a zero.
Yeah, I think it is, yes.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, she's coming in with a big celebration cake, and she's saying that there will be celebration that is going to be taking place. Now, I want to say to you as well, she's talking about changes that are coming forward with you, all right? The changes that
mm-hmm.
are coming forward, she is bringing in finance here, but I also want to say, you're also looking for another job, lovey.
I'm always open to it, you know. Yeah.
Right, okay. Because she's talking about... She's giving me a door that's opening for you, and I know that this is something that will be coming forward, all right? It's an opportunity that's coming your way, lovey, but she's also telling me that there's been somebody that's been standing, sort of stopping you from moving forward, if you like, where you are now.
Mm.
Okay? But she's
okay.
also telling me that you're not listening to what she's giving you. And I know that you are actually open to spirit to a certain degree.
Yeah.
All right. She's putting cards in front of you as well, sweetie. Do you read the cards?
I just have some angel cards that I occasionally read for friends or my sister.
Thank you. Okay. Because, you know, she's actually saying to me, you're not looking. It's either that you're not looking in the right direction or you're overlooking. All right?
Mm.
But she
mm-hmm.
is saying to me that there is going to be a lot of changes that do come forward. I've got to say to you as well, she's putting, she's putting, I don't know whether they're legal, well, they will be legal, but formal, some sort of formal papers that will be coming forward.
Well, my brother-in-law is putting me in his will quite substantially, so
Thank
I'm happy
you.
About that. Yeah.
Right.
And he just drew
Thank
up the legal
you.
Paper
for okay.
a lawyer. Yeah.
Bless you. Okay, because she's saying to me, you know, this will have to be signed. It will have to be
yes.
signed, all right? So you need to understand totally what's going in the official papers, all right?
Yeah.
I want to say to you as well, she's talking about you having two broken hearts in life.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
She's talking about two broken hearts, and she's bringing the two halves together to give you the healing from the inside out. Okay? Now, I know I've got a gentleman stepping forward here as well. You have Father on spirit side as well, please.
I do, Sue, yes.
Yeah. You know, this gentleman, as he comes forward, he's telling me that he was unwell before he passed, but when he passed quite quickly.
Yeah.
Your father smoked as well, please.
Yeah, in his younger days, he
did
smoke and he smoked pipe. Yeah. Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah, because he's saying you worry about things too much. You say he's... I'll tell you what he's doing. He's putting the world on your shoulders. And he's telling me that you worry about things too much. Okay? That everything
yeah.
will be fine. It will be fine. Okay? Your father has a problem with his eyes as well, please.
Yeah.
Thank you. Because, you know, he's making my sight go very blurry at the moment.
Oh, my.
But he is saying that he's, on the other side, he is 100%. He's as he should be, you know. No problems. There is no problems. He's also telling me as well, this gentleman also liked music.
Yes.
I've got music that's playing in the background, and I've also want to say to you as well, he's talking about a rift or a drifting apart.
You mean like drifting apart from someone?
Yeah, yes, he's talking about words that were said. So whether there was crosswords at some point, all right, but he is talking about everything is as it should be now. Where does the horse come in as well, please?
Oh, we had a horse growing up. Yeah.
Thank you.
We were younger.
Yeah,
yeah.
He brought a horse in as well. Okay. But he is saying to me, you know, that there's no problems for you, sweet. You just take your time. Go with the flow. You know, don't go looking for anybody because you will find that person. All right? And
yeah.
He's actually saying to me that the person that you will, and I'm going to say that you are going to meet somebody because they've both been looking for you. Both of them have been looking for you. I've got to say this as well, lovey. I've got to give it to you as they give it to me. And who is diabetic, please?
My grandmother.
Were diabetic.
My grandmother diabetic. And they had to take off one of her legs. Yeah, my mom's mom.
Thank you. Right. Yes. Okay. Well, I've got to let you know that your grandmother's got both of her legs now.
Oh, good. Nice.
She's
happy.
She's saying, you know, I am whole. I am whole. I'm all together now. All right?
Yeah.
But I do want to say to you, lovely, I'm not a fortune teller, but I am going to say to you that I know that there are changes that will be coming forward. They're giving me keys to give to you as well, so I know that there will be a move that will come forward. All right?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
And Donna, we're going to move on, dear. Thank you so much for calling today, and God bless.
God bless you, too. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you, Donna.
Boy, that was a brilliant reading, Sue. Tim is next.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate your gifts. Let's put it that way. Tim, you're live.
Yeah. Hey, Sue, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call, David. Sue.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You're more than welcome, lovey. Okay. Kane, I want to say to you, Spade, that I've got a gentleman that is stepping close. As this gentleman comes forward, I know that he was connected to you in a direct way, all right? Would you understand a gentleman, please, that was on a father-grandfather vibration? I feel like this is a grandfather, but I do want to say that I feel that he wore uniform in life.
Okay. Well, both my grandfathers are on the other side, so it could be either of them. But if I was directly connected, it would be my mother's side.
Right. Okay, that's great. You understand this gentleman wearing uniform, please? You know, either military uniform. I want to say military uniform.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes? Bless
yes.
you.
Yes.
Okay. He's giving me a five connection here, a five connection. Now, that means to me that connected either with yourself or linked to you, there is either five people in a family that can be three children and a mother and father, okay, or it could be five children.
Okay.
Are you one of three, please?
I am one of four. My grandmother is one of three.
Right. Hold on just a moment. Hold on. You're one of four.
Yes.
Would you know whether your mother lost a child?
Yes, she did.
Thank you. Then you're one of five.
Ah, you're right. Yes, I'm one of five.
Okay. And Mum's still here. I've got a lady that's stepping forward, sweet, and I feel Mum's still here. Thank you. I know she's connected with Mum, so I know that this is a grandmother that is stepping forward. As this lady comes forward, she has two or three youngsters with her, two or three babies with her. So I know that there have been other children that have been lost to spirit.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Now, as
Which
this lady
accurate,
comes
yes.
forward,
two,
I know with her two.
Yes.
Two
that
have been lost.
Two.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you. Okay. Right. She has three with her. All right. But I actually feel that this lady actually lost a child herself.
Okay. Yeah, actually, I believe three, as a matter of fact. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. She's telling me that there is an anniversary that's coming forward for you, Swate. Now, an anniversary to me is either a birthday, passing, or wedding anniversary. All right? But I'm actually being taken to... She's telling me September, but she's also pointing here in August. So I know that there are going to be two anniversaries that will be taking place.
Okay.
She's also talking about with you as well. This is very much a British saying, all right, so I'm going to try and make it a little bit. Do you feel as if you've been banging your head against a brick wall? I don't mean literally. I mean trying to do something and it's just not turning out for you?
Yes, trying to, you know, job, career, trying to figure things out. Yes. Banging my head against the brick wall is a very accurate description.
Okay. Well, don't bang your head too hard, okay? I'm joking. Right. I want to say to you, lovey, that she's telling me that they're putting hurdles and obstacles in your way because you're not going in the right direction.
Okay.
All right. So whatever you are going for, you need to really think about where you want to be, what you want to do in the future. All right. Now, she's actually putting a pen and paper in front of me. So I know that means to me that either you will be researching or studying or learning something that will take you in a different direction.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Where does teaching come in around you, lovey?
Teaching? I don't know.
It could be teaching, it could be training.
Okay, teaching or training. Got it.
Yeah, and for some reason, I don't know whether you do this. Do you fly planes?
I do not.
Okay, because I'm being put in a cockpit, not a like a Boeing 707, whatever, you know, in
mm-hmm.
a smaller plane. But they're putting you in the smaller plane.
Ah, interesting. Okay.
Right. So I don't know whether this is something that will be coming forward or it is something that you could be learning or training for. I don't know. But I can only give you what they're giving me. This gentleman, your grandfather, lovey, as he comes forward here, he is saying to me, the opportunities will be coming in. The month of November has also been given to me for either a birthday passing or an anniversary, but I feel it's significant around you.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you, please?
I'm sorry. No, it doesn't yet. Not a birthday. But maybe
it's definitely the month of November.
Okay, the month of November. Got it.
Yeah. Father's still here as well, lovey. I know, because I've got another gentleman that is stepping close. All right. But he does make me feel that he's very much on a father vibration as he comes forward.
That would definitely be my daddy is in spirit.
He is in spirit. Thank you.
Yes.
Your father passed with a terminal condition, please.
Yes, from what I understand.
Yeah. He's telling me that he struggled before he passed.
He really did struggle,
okay? Very, very proud man. Very proud man. All right? But he is saying to me, there's apologies that are coming to you. He's given me apologies to give to you.
Well, I accept them. We We were estranged. He basically was absent. But it's all forgiven.
Yes.
I carried that for a while, but it's forgiven.
Okay, bless you. Thank you, Spade. You know, this gentleman, as he comes in, he's telling me that there was very much regrets in life. Very much regrets in life. If he had his time again, that he would do things very differently. But he's also telling me that you're not the only person that he needs to be apologizing to.
I will pass the word on to my siblings, yes.
Thank you. Okay. I'm getting this month again as being significant, the month of August.
The month of August, this month, okay.
Mm. But I know that that is, somebody passed in the month of August.
Oh, not that I'm aware of yet.
Right. Okay. Okay. He's talking about different states here, different states. It's like he's moving me over two different states. So I know that there was not only a rift or a drifting apart that took place, I feel that, you know, that there was quite a big separation that came in. I'm sorry, lovey. I've still got this plane. Your father didn't fly planes, did he?
No, he did not.
There's somebody connected or linked to you that did, please.
Planes, okay.
All right. You know, I'd be interested to find out because I can only give what I'm being given, and I keep being put in this little cockpit.
Okay. It must be significant.
All right,
and,
thank you.
I really appreciate it,
yeah.
Too. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome, lovely. You are welcome. Is there something that you specifically want to ask?
Only that I have a new job opportunity, and I haven't had one for years, a new job opportunity, and one is being phoned by some ex-colleagues I used to work with, and I wasn't sure if I should accept or not, but I do currently hate my current job, so I was considering it. I just didn't know if it was the right move.
Right. Okay. Then I am going to say to you that, well, they said that the door was opening for you. There was an opportunity that was coming in. And I do feel with you that there will be a learning process that will take place. All right? That's why they were putting pen to paper.
Okay?
Okay. But I am going to say to you, lovely, that I actually feel that this is a stepping stone for you.
Okay.
When I say a stepping stone, I know that there's something else that will be coming forward for you. All right?
Right.
And
but this is to do with taking you forward as well, which I feel is going to be very, very good for you. And I know that this will come forward before the end of this year. All right?
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you so very much. So I really appreciate it.
Tim, thank you for calling.
You got it.
Okay. God bless. All right. Whoops. Lynn is next. And Lynn, you're live.
Hi.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, David. Hi, Sue. Thank you for taking my
call.
Oh, you're more than welcome, my sweet. More than welcome. Okay. Lynn, I've got a lady that's stepping close to me, and I know that she was directly connected with you.
Yes.
Okay.
My
as this lady comes forward, I want to say to you that I know that she wasn't a very tall lady, I'd go as far as to say that I feel that she was about 5'3".
Yes, she was petite, yes. Yes.
Thank you, yes. She's taking me down to her feet, and normally when they take me to their feet, it normally means to me that she struggled before she passed to spirit side.
Yes.
So I know that she was quite unwell before she did pass, right?
Yes, yes.
This lady was very, very fussy around her hair. She's pushing her hair up, you know.
Yeah.
And she liked it to be done a certain way, all right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Bless her. She's blowing a kiss to you.
Ah.
She is blowing a kiss, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
She's telling me that, she's actually got a pair of glasses in her hand and she's like swinging them round. Now she's saying to me, I don't need these anymore. So I do feel with her that she would use glasses for reading or for long distance, but other than that, because she's putting them on, taking them off, putting them on, taking them off.
She would use them for reading and writing. Mm-hmm.
Right. But she's saying, I don't need them anymore now. And I also want to say to you as well, lovey, I know with her, would you understand her to be quite good with a needle and thread?
Oh, my gosh, yes. She loved to sew. Yes.
Yeah. She's saying, don't worry about me. Don't worry about me. I'm fine. She's more worried about you. All right?
Okay.
There's something to do with a pair of earrings. She's pointing to earrings. Now, I'm not sure whether this is, there's either a pair of earrings that have been misplaced, or there was a pair of earrings that should have come to you.
Ah, yeah, I know she had a ring. She was in some organizations, and she had a ring, a very beautiful ring. And I always felt that she would have wanted me to have that ring. I always felt that, but someone else took it. But anyways, yeah.
Okay. You know, well, you should have had that ring.
Yeah.
But she is
really
also, she's also giving me earrings as well. She's giving me earrings here. All right.
Okay.
Now, she's bringing somebody else in here as well. But I want to say to you, very rarely am I given names, all right? But I am being given either a name that begins with an M, all right? And I'm also being given an A name as well.
Okay. I do.
Do you
know,
understand those two?
Let's see. I know an A. I know that's the A name. At this time, I cannot recall the M. I cannot recall the M right now.
Okay. She just said Mary.
Okay, well, Mary is on my father's side of the family. It's my father's sister. Yes. This grandmother is my mother. Yeah.
So that's your mother's mum that I have here?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I have to say that Mary is on the other side, isn't she?
I have not spoken to them in a couple of years or so, but I've thought about her. I've thought about her some months ago. I've thought about her, yes.
Okay. Then I just need to say to you, lovey, I do have there's a lady that's stepping close. She's slightly taller than your grandmother, all right?
Okay.
I would say that she was about 5'6".
Okay.
About 5'6". She is quite slim. She's quite slim. And I have, she's showing me shoulder length hair.
There are quite a few of my grandmother's sisters and various ones that I've spent time with as a little girl, and I haven't seen them for a lot of years, yes.
Right, okay. I know that this lady, she comes forward here, she's telling me that she's very much been in and around you. Very much been in and around you. Would you understand, actually, I think what she's trying to tell me is that you've actually closed the door on somebody. So it's either a relationship that has ended, okay, or you've kept a distance from a specific person. But she's telling me you've done right to close the door.
Yes, I have. I have closed
understand.
The door.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, your grandmother, as she comes forward, she's telling me to tell you, turn the key in the lock and throw away the key.
Okay.
So that door never comes open again. All right?
Yes. All right.
She's also telling me as well, I've got your grandmother stepping forward again here. She was quite formidable, really, wasn't she?
She was what?
You know, she wasn't backward in coming forward. She'd come forward, you know?
Yes.
She would say it as it was. Sorry, this is my because I'm from the UK, so that's the British way of talking.
Yes.
Yeah, she would say it as it was. Okay.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, she was. She's telling me, she was only short, but she's telling me, you tell her to turn the lock, turn the key in the lock and throw that key away. She doesn't want that door to open again. All right?
All right.
Okay. Right. There's a little dog that's coming forward here as well.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. I had a dog, my grandparents, my grandma and my granddad, when I was a very little girl. And, they got me a little doggy. Yes.
It's still around you, lovey.
Oh, my gosh.
Still around you. Yeah. All right.
And with that said, we better move on. I'd like to take two more callers, if that's possible, Sue.
Okay, lovely. Okay.
Lynn.
Thank you.
Sorry to interrupt, but
thank you so much
for calling
thank
in.
Thank you so much. Thank you, David. Thank you so much, Sue. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, lovely.
Blessings.
God bless,
thank
Lynn.
You. God bless. Bye-bye.
I just want to let folks know we have 17 callers on the line, and obviously we're not going to get to all of you. So please check out Sue's website, which is theclairvoyantmedium.com. She is a brilliant medium, and she can do sessions via Skype, via the telephone, and her rates are very reasonable. Our next caller is Rochelle, and Rochelle, you're live.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, Rochelle.
How are you? Hi.
I'm good, thank you, Lovie. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Hanging in
there.
Oh.
Oh, well, that's good to hear. That's good to hear, Lovie.
Yeah. So my brother has been on a year-long journey after a severe accident. And as his sister, I've been on that journey, too. We have a meeting with a lawyer in about 6 weeks. And do you feel that this will be in our best interest? And do you feel we are being guided in that direction?
Okay, just bear with me for a moment. Yes, I have a gentleman that is stepping close to me, and he was connected with you, okay? But he's connected with you in spirit, all right? As this gentleman mm-hmm. steps forward, he's telling me that he's bringing in papers around you or your brother, all right? Your brother actually needs help with this.
Yes.
Very, very much so. He needs help with this, all right?
Yes, I'm the one who initiated.
And he is saying to me,
okay.
Wonderful, okay. This is something that you need to be taking forward, lovey, all right? I do mm-hmm. want to say to you that I feel that they're showing me, okay, they're showing me, you know, like the hammer in the court.
Yes.
You know when a judge makes a decision and they sort of knock the hammer, okay?
Yes.
I know that there will be a decision that is made, lovey, all right? Okay. But I am also, they're telling me that you've got to be patient. You've got to be patient. This was
okay.
quite a severe accident that your brother had as well, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay. For some reason, I'm being shown a wheelchair here as well. But they're also taking me down around his legs.
No, it's the opposite direction.
Does that make... Oh, right. Okay. Would you understand this gentleman that is coming forward then? Either in a wheelchair or there was something wrong with his legs, because that's what I'm being shown. I know
no,
this gentleman
know.
Was connected with you. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. I'm just going to ask you to hold on to that then, or to ask. See if there's somebody that
okay.
you can ask, all right? Because I do know that this gentleman was very, very much connected to you. I know he's not a father figure, but he makes me feel that he's very much on a grandfather figure, as, you know, on that level as he comes in.
Well, all my great-grandfathers
okay.
and grandparents and mother has passed. My dad's 90.
Right.
So it's no one there, maybe in generations prior to that, but I did know my great-grandparents. And no, but I'll think about that.
Okay. Okay. Now I'm going to ask Mum to step forward for you, all right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Okay. As she comes forward here, she's telling me that this is something that can't be put on hold. All right?
Mm-hmm.
There's very much a likeness between you and your mother as well, isn't there?
Yes.
She's telling me that, you know, the resemblance is very much there, that you are... How does she put it now? You are your mother's daughter.
I am.
You are your mother's daughter. Right, thank you. And I know with her that she would also fight for your brother as well. And she,
mm-hmm.
that's what she is saying. You need to be going forward. All right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You do need to be taking this forward. You know, as Mum comes forward here, she is telling me that she's very much with you in spirit, lovey. She may not be with you
mm-hmm.
in body, but she is with you in spirit. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mum's taking me around the head, excuse me, around the head area.
Yes, yes.
That makes sense, yes?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. All right. She's also saying, right, make sure that nothing is overlooked.
Okay.
Okay. Make sure nothing is overlooked. You know, in other words, you have to be, really looking into the way that things have gone forward, but just make sure that T's across the I's are dotted, okay? Basically, what she's saying is, you know, you really do need to keep an eye on what's going on, but just take it forward. And she will be with you as well. I know that there will be a decision that is made, and I know that somebody is going to be held accountable for whatever has happened. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, lovey.
Okay. Okay.
Would you understand the month of May with her as well, please?
Yes, she
or
passed
connected
May.
With you. Thank you.
Passed.
Thank you.
Yeah,
so she's just giving me that little bit more information for you. Okay. Do your best, love. She's saying, do your best. All right?
Okay.
Best wishes, Rochelle.
Yeah. Thank
okay,
you.
Thank
okay,
you
very much.
Okay, good afternoon to you. All right, we're coming to our last caller, folks. I'm just waiting to disconnect with Rochelle. There we go. Jennifer, I'm sorry we couldn't get to you today. Please consider contacting Sue at theclairvoyantmedium.com, and the same for the rest of you. You need to call in before the show begins if you want to have a chance at speaking with a guest. And this is Michael. And Michael, you're live.
Thank you, David. It's a pleasure to speak with you, Sue.
Hi, Michael.
Hello.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome, lovey. Okay. Michael, I've got a lady that is stepping close to me, and as she comes forward, she's showing me a wedding ring. Does that make sense to you, please?
Yes.
Okay. As this lady comes forward, I want to say to you that there's an awful lot of love that comes from her to you. A lot of love that comes from her to you. But I also want to say to you as well that I know when she passed the spirit, I know that she passed very, very quickly. She's telling me she was here, then she was gone. Okay?
Yeah. Could this be my mother?
It could very well be your mother, lovey. Could very well be your mother. She's talking about... she's not showing herself to me properly at the moment, but I know that there's very much a connection there, all right? She's saying to me that when she passed, there wasn't enough time for her to say the words that she needed to say, all right? But she's giving me a 3 connection here as well. Okay, now that would normally mean to me that there's either one child and a mother and father, or there are 3 children. So would you be one of 3 or an only child, please?
No. No, there were nine children.
Wow, okay. Right. Would you know whether Mum was one of 3?
No, she was one of 9 or 10.
Okay.
I don't know where 3 would come from. I'm trying to think.
Okay. Right. I don't like to ask questions, but do you have 3 children, please?
No. I don't have any children.
Okay. There's a three connection somewhere. I'm not sure what it is, but I'm going to have to leave that with you, all right?
Okay.
Okay, but she's definitely giving me three, okay? Right.
Yes.
She's telling me that she has very much been in and around you. But I know with her, she's bringing somebody else in with her as well, and it's another lady that's coming forward. All right?
Okay.
I don't know whether I'm on the right vibe here or not, but I just feel as if that this is either somebody that was connected very closely with you in life, either as a partner, a sister, or somebody on that level, all right,
okay,
that has passed to spirit side. Does that make sense to you, please?
Now, this is a female?
Yeah. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask you, who do you want to come forward?
My brother.
Your brother. Okay. Okay, right. I've got three gentlemen that are stepping forward here. I know that I have a father figure. I know that I do have... Okay, I've got a brother that is stepping close. As he comes forward, lovey, your brother's smoking life as well, please.
Yes.
Thank you. Right. Oh, okay. He's also telling me that when he passed to spirit side again, this gentleman was here then gone. He was here then gone, all right?
Yes.
But he's talking about loose ends that needed to be tied up.
Yes.
Thank you. He's also talking about, would you understand somebody showing their true colors after your brother passed?
I don't understand that right now.
Right. I'll tell you for why, lovey, because he's telling me... it's something that he expected to happen, but not as soon as it did. All right? But he
mm-hmm.
is telling me, and I don't know why he's saying this to me, but I'm just going to say it to you. He's telling me to tell you to stand your ground. Okay?
Okay.
You stand your ground. Would it also make sense to you, please, if I was to... He's given me a roof here, but that normally means to me that somebody has either been made to feel as if...
Don't pay attention to that, Sue. You're fine.
Okay. Would you understand somebody being made to feel as if they were going to lose the roof over their head?
No.
Okay. All right. All I'm going to say to you is, lovey, as he comes forward here, he is telling me to say to you that he is fine. He is as he should be, but he was very skeptical about this sort of thing. He didn't always believe in it. All right?
Okay.
He's showing me a box here. And that normally means that he thought once he'd passed, he was in his box and gone, all right? But he is
yeah.
saying, he wants you to know that he's very much around you. Where does the letter E come in, please? The letter E. You know, for Edward or Eddie?
That was his middle name, Edward.
Thank you. Okay. He's just telling me to tell you that he's very much with you. He may not be with you in body, but he is with you in spirit. Keep talking to him, love. Keep talking to him, all right?
I will. That means
he
a
will
lot.
Let you know that he's mm-hmm. there. He'll let you know that he's there, all right?
Thank you. That means a lot to me.
You're welcome, sweet. The other thing I want to say to you is, if you smell smoke when there's nobody around you for 2 or 3 seconds, that is him coming forward.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Okay,
thank
bless you,
you
lovely.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome, sweet.
Thank you for calling,
you
Michael.
Care.
God
thanks,
bless.
David.
And Sue, you're welcome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your readings and your ability. You've given some wonderful readings today, and thank you so much for that.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for inviting me on your show, David.
My pleasure.
I really do appreciate it. No, I enjoy coming on your show. It's lovely. Thank you.
Would you stay on the line for just a second after I end the episode?
Of course.
Okay. Now it's time to come to a close. Let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.